The bill, by Millador Representative Amy Sue Verwink, would authorize the Joint Finance Committee to hold public hearings on proposed condemnations by the regents. It would also only approve such actions by a 3/4 majority vote to the committee. UW officials say other agencies use their power of eminent domain more frequently and without such restrictions. They say in roughly half a century, the UW only used its power of eminent domain 3 times. But Verwink says accountability, more than frequency, is what's important here.
This power is used so sparingly that the Board of Regents should not be concerned about this legislation. And the authority is really not being stripped from them, it's merely being subject to legislative oversight. We look at eminent domain as a very powerful tool. There's possibility for abuse, and to hold the Board accountable for their action allows the state to ensure that property acquisitions are really for the good of the public.
Verwink says she drafted her bill after the Regents condemned a Madison bar that was on a site chosen for a new UW Performance Center. She says her bill would end bad faith practices between the university and local businesses. But Monona Senator Mark Miller, who co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee, is wary. He says the UW has used its condemnation powers appropriately and doesn't need micromanaging by his committee.
These decisions to exercise eminent domain need to be made carefully and should not be subject to the parochial interest of a particular case so that these agencies can operate without having undue political influence.
Verwink says her bill has bipartisan support and will be introduced in the near future. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.